For the move to level four on the southwest coast, those measures will be reviewed in about a week's time. Why are we going with a one-week review period as opposed to the 2 weeks that we have done in the past when we've had the lockdown?
You know, the last time that we had a situation, we knew that by the time, you know, we had locked it down, we knew that it was, we had lots of cases, and we knew it was going to take at least 2 weeks for us to work through anything, really. Whereas this, we have much fewer cases, and so we think, you know, we can, and it's a smaller population that we're dealing with, slightly more sparsely populated area, so less populated area, sorry, and so we think that, you know, a week will give us some information. We may decide, you know, we may get information in that week that tells us that we can't come out of it in a week, and then we'll deal with that. But we want to give it, we want to give public health the time that it needs to be able to do this investigation and reduce the risk of onward spread. So we'll look at it again, and we want to reduce the amount of time, you know, that certain businesses are closed and that people are not able to have contact with people outside of their households, and except in, you know, a couple of circumstances. So, you know, we're thinking about all of this and those unintended consequences as well. We want to reduce those as much as possible. So that's why we picked a week.
Wonder if we can get some sort of a breakdown of the positive cases that we're seeing. So, for example, what percentage of our cases are from rotational workers versus essential workers versus people with travel exemptions, that sort of thing?
Yeah, Richard, I've got those numbers here. We had 37 cases. Seven of those were contacts. Four of the remainder were international travel, and 26 were domestic travel. They break down to 19 rotational, 3 seasonal, and 4 other category of domestic travel. So that could be students or family returning home. I don't actually have the breakdown of those four.
Yeah, and I'm not sure we'd be able to break it down any further than that. The information that we gather at the with the travel form is not, you know, doesn't give us that specificity.
With us opening to the rest of the population on Monday the 17th, I know that we're looking at bringing in pharmacists, for example, to help administer doses, but are there any other plans to ramp up testing sites or staff at testing sites to help deal with the increased demand?
For tests or for, so to use testing capacity for vaccination capacity, is that the question, Richard? Sorry.
Vaccination capacity, sorry, my apologies.
Thank you. Our ability to deliver vaccine is limited by the rate of supply. We're getting about 34,000 doses a week for the next little while. This will go up, I think, sometime around the end of May by another couple of trays, so we may be nearer 40,000. We don't have any difficulty administering that through our current setup. What will happen is, as the number of doses increase, the RHAs will add in some extra clinics here and there. What will make the difference, I think, is when we start to see Moderna reappear in substantial numbers. That's easier to transport, and I think that is where folks such as pharmacists and physicians will have a really important role, because that will enable some more geographical spread, perhaps to harder to service places where there's a pharmacy but may not be a practical or a really large RHA facility. So at the moment, we don't foresee any challenges from a human resource, public health issue in delivering the doses we're going to get. We'd love to be in a position where we could actually divert some resources and do it even faster. But quite frankly, I don't think that's going to happen before the end of June, if ever.